gentlemen. It is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 12 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until the presidential election day. And we've got some updates on the early voting numbers. We got some updates on the mail-in voting numbers. Things are going just as I suspected, with now all eyes on Georgia. Georgia, it looks like Georgia is going to be the big story. And by the way, and I credit, I don't remember the name of the caller, but this is why even the InfoWars audience is so key. That story that the caller called in about, and then we broke on this show and shared it on X, is now all over the media. And everybody's picking it up and reading the same document that we read. So it's even crazier with all the eyes being on Fulton County, with all the eyes being on Georgia. And as we're starting to get the early numbers back there, it's pretty much exactly what we expected. It's basically Fulton County versus the rest of the state. And there's some other pockets of blue as well. Trump will have to win Georgia probably by like 500,000 votes, maybe more. That's basically the handicap that the Democrats are probably playing with in Georgia. But all the other returns are looking exactly as we expected. Now, we'll get into that as well as some other indications of where things might go. But clearly, the Democrats know what's coming. And they know the only way Kamala can get into office is with a steal so obvious. You basically have the poll watchers go in there with Kamala Harris shirts and hats and even ski masks just to really let you know what's up. And they know that, and the evidence is everywhere. And so now they're getting so desperate, their rhetoric against Trump is increasing. And they're back to the he's Hitler, they're back to he's the fascist, they're back to he's an authoritarian. Forget about the assassination attempts. We're not cooling the rhetoric. We're ramping it up now. And so that's where the Democrats are at. Now, I got a bunch of clips from the White House today. Kamala Harris stepped out for a three-minute, not even a press conference. She just made a three-minute statement and then went back into hiding. Karine Jean-Pierre, Kamala Harris's interviews that she had to take a day off to do. I mean, as scripted as they were still a complete disaster. We got all those clips coming for you. J.D. Vance went on the Theo Von podcast and was just great. I mean, it was really just great. Wasn't even really political, which was so refreshing about it. And then we got some other local news updates in Arizona and other places, other swing states, as we are in the election process right now with the early votes. But let's, before we get into this, before we get into the weeds of the news today, and we got some geopolitical news, some other news, and I got a big guest coming up to talk about what is going on with FEMA and the Hurricane Helene relief. And by the way, I'm still getting a bunch of stories. I'm so focused on the election coverage here that we haven't even really been talking about it. FEMA, the support from the Biden administration is pretty much non-existent. It's all people on the ground. It's all private citizens donating their time, their money. So that story kind of continues, but there's a larger story behind the scenes with FEMA and the policies that we need to cover. We're going to be talking about with a special guest coming up in the next segment. But I think we need to look at something. I think we need to examine something here. And we've kind of laid out the potentials for what's going to come in the election. And I think it's important to look at one aspect now that's really developing, especially today. Again, when you have Harris and Jean-Pierre and then Joe Biden saying Trump needs to be locked up, and then Drudge Report, which isn't even Matt Drudge anymore, with Trump as Hitler on the cover. And then you got these fake stories in The Atlantic. There's another story that's being floated around where they literally want to publish a story that says Trump loves Hitler. And so far, all these news outlets have turned it down and said, we're not going that far. Someone will eventually publish it. They'll find some leftist scum willing to go there and just publish the story about how much Trump loves Hitler. And they'll say he walks around with Mein Kampf and he walks around listening to Hitler tapes and he walks around talking about how great Hitler is. Nobody's printed it yet. Somebody eventually will. But this isn't even Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge sold it all. Who knows who runs this deal now? It's not even Matt Drudge anymore, I don't believe. I think he saw how bad things were getting and just said, peace, I'm out, I'm done. Probably living on an island somewhere. In 2016, many people might not even know this. It wasn't properly reported. Many people are even new to politics since 2016. But if you look at the buildup to 2016 and then Trump's inauguration in 2017, the attacks on Trump were not nearly as bad as they are now. And they were bad, but they were not nearly as bad. The attacks on Trump in this election cycle are worse than they've ever been. So why do I talk about this? Because if Trump wins the election, things are going to be worse than 2017. At Trump's inauguration in 2017, the Democrats rioted in Washington, D.C. Now, people don't like to talk about it. People don't like to report on it. I was there. I witnessed it. We filmed it. There were multiple instances where we were just walking around D.C. and Antifa was just lobbing M-80s and fireworks into crowds of Trump supporters. Multiple times they blew up within 10 feet of me. And a lot of this footage that we have just gets lost in translation. It used to be on YouTube. They deleted it, so it's hard to even find this stuff. But there's multiple videos that we have of it was Kit Daniels just filming me, and we're just walking around like, hey, we got to document all this. And we're just walking around, and it's just, boom, firework goes off right behind my head. We're just walking around. Guy firebombs a car. They Molotov cocktail cars. They Molotov cocktail buildings. They have hammers and baseball bats and skateboards bashing people, bashing windows. And then that led to the trend of, oh, the Democrats are coming to town. We got to board up the windows. We got to board up our buildings. We got to put our cars in parking garages. That was all leftist Democrat riots. And they've been doing that for years, but it was usually over some sort of a social issue, police brutality, racism. It wasn't that they got the mobs out to riot and engage in terrorism over politics, per se, not purely politics. It was always a social issue, cultural issue, a police brutality issue, like a Michael Brown situation when they burned Ferguson to the ground. So we walked around. So if that's what they did in 2017, what do you think they're going to do at Trump's inauguration in 2025? And I'm just, it's like that meme where the guy's got all the formulas going on in his head and he's just like examining all the formulas. I mean, that's like me looking at the potential election outcomes now. And now I'm looking at the outcome where the Democrats might have decided, okay, it's going to be too big to rig. The people in power decided it's going to be too big to rig. And if we do rig it or steal it, there'll be too much of a backlash. We'll expose ourselves too much. Plus, you know, Kamala Harris is pathetic. Do we really want to put Kamala in there? That could be the end of the Democrat Party. She is that bad. She is that inept. As the crew is just putting up the compilations, this is from Inauguration Day 2017. Mobs of Antifa and Democrats rioting. So again, if that's what they did in 2017, the buildup to that was like nothing compared to the buildup of this. Now Trump is even worse than he was then. So can you imagine the riots they'll engage in? Oh, believe me, they're getting ready for mass violence. But getting back to the deep state aspect, if they've decided this is too big to rig and Kamala is just too bad of a candidate to even put in there, it's just too much of embarrassment, so it's going to be Trump, then what are they thinking? Well, they're thinking they let Trump get in, and then they have riots, massive riots. It'll start on the inauguration day, January 2015. They'll be worse than 2017. They'll block people from getting into his inauguration like they did in 2017. They were blocking people. They had lines like 10 deep of Antifa, and they were just blocking the entrances, and they just said, you can't go in. And they said, oh, Trump doesn't have a crowd. No, you had leftist terrorists blocking the entrances. In fact, that's what happened to me, and we were there right there in downtown D.C., and we left like, I mean, we were first thing in the morning, and we were all staying at an Airbnb. –